Hey everyone, it's Melanie Johnson. Thanks for joining us for another great podcast. I'm one of the owners and founders of Elite Online Publishing, and I'm here with my business partner, Jen Foster in Utah. Thanks for joining us, Jen.
Hey everyone, how's it going today?
Hope you're having a great day. I want to talk about your personal brand versus your corporate brand versus your company brand. I've been having this conversation yesterday of, well, how do I let people know about me? So I really want to talk about personal brand today and what it is and why you should do it and how to do it. What do you think, Jen?
Yes. So I have a question for you, actually, Melanie. So what do you think the number one marketing tool is that you can have to start making sure you have a personal brand, like to start your personal brand off right?
Well, of course, you know, I'm very biased. And I think when you put your flag in the sand, one of the most powerful ways to do that, of course, is a book. But I want to talk about why you need that book and other ways of having a personal brand. Let's start with why it's important to have one. Whether you're 20 years old or you're 50 years old, if people don't know who you are and what you do, then you're a product, right? Think of yourself as a product. So we've had people come to us that they're in their 40s or 50s and like, you know, my contract's coming up in a couple years. How do I position myself to maybe get on boards? How do I position myself to get hired by another company? How do I let people know my backstory? And it's having that personal brand and saying what you're an expert at. So you were saying, you know, there's a variety of ways to do it. One of the ways we think that's best to do it is a book, but there's other ways to do it as well. What are some of the other ways, Jen, that you can develop your personal brand?
Yeah, well, I think having a book is really good because people can read all about you and know, like, and trust you. But you have to have that social, online, digital presence. And to have that, you know, a book can give you that great author page that can tell you who you are and have your bio there. But you probably need a website as well as social media and digital marketing, right? So when someone types your name in on Google, that a lot of things come up. It's not just your Amazon author page. It's not just your website, but you have your LinkedIn profile. If you might have a Pinterest profile, but for sure you have an Instagram, a Facebook, Twitter, or X if you like Twitter, but all the different platforms that are social media that you actually are there and that it all matches across each one. So a lot of times people will have like a personal Facebook and then they have their business Facebook, and they look totally different, but you want to brand yourself. You want to have the same picture across all of the platforms. If you have it on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, so people know, oh, this is the same person.
Right? I don't know if I agree with that. I think you should have different pictures. I think you should still look like, you shouldn't look like a totally different person and have like, I'm blonde in one picture and I'm redhead in another and a brunette in another picture, right? They need to know that it's you when you do that, but you can show some different sides of your personality where like your LinkedIn headshot can be one thing. Your Instagram could be something maybe still businessy, but a little more casual, or you know, just slightly different. So, because sometimes I've seen like one picture of somebody and then I see them in person, I'm like, you don't look anything like your picture. So that's important. Make sure you look like your picture that's on your profiles and you look the same when someone pulls you up and they're not like, whoa, I'm kind of shocked. They don't look like that at all. I mean, you want to have a great picture, but you want to, I mean, so make yourself look like your picture in person, I guess is what I'm saying. I'm going to point to LinkedIn a little bit, that LinkedIn is very robust and it's important that you do your LinkedIn profile really well because LinkedIn is as strong as Amazon and it shows up on the first page of search all the time. So if your LinkedIn banner is blank, or it doesn't say who you are and it looks not good, you don't have the title under there, your about section has one sentence under there, you're not posting on it, I think it's really important that you redecorate your LinkedIn. So we do this for our clients all the time. We have author clients, we have business clients that we've gone in and just really amped up their LinkedIn profile and started posting for them on a daily basis. So I think that's really important for your personal brand and doing videos there as well. Very important. And having content out there that says what your specialty is. And, you know, you don't need to have pictures of what you ate for dinner and, you know, all of that stuff. You can have that. You don't. And people are like, oh, I just don't want to have all that out there all the time. Well, I have a friend, Larry Barton, and I love that he decided his personal brand, he's a realtor, that his personal brand, he wants to be very inspirational and make people have a happy day. So all the stuff he has in there is about, hey, it's Happy Monday, and he's got somebody dancing in there. And then he's got things about real estate mixed in as well. So I think people know that Larry's brand is that he's a happy, positive guy and wants to make other people happy and have a great day. And if you need to buy a house, if you want to work with someone that's a positive glass half full guy, then you want to work with Larry. So that's how he is setting up his personal brand. So I want you to think about, like, what is your personal brand? What do you stand for? Are you like a really funny person? Are you a serious person? What are the values that you want to do? Was checking out another friend's LinkedIn profile, and it's financial. And their profile is no different than anybody else that works for that same company. They're all getting the same post. I'm like, but who are you? Why do I want to hire you over somebody else? I don't know who you are, right? I don't know your personality. So you have to have some of that in there.
What is your expertise with what are your thoughts on, for instance, if you have an Instagram and you want to have a personal brand, how much of your personal life do you put on there? You know, because that's the thing I always struggle with is how much business, how much personal, and is it all business or can I throw in a couple trips in there of things I went on? How do you balance that and make it so it's still me and my personal brand, but I can still show my lifestyle part as well as my business part?
So think about it. It almost works like when we create somebody's book. People are like, oh, I want to tell my life story, but then I've got all this business acumen that I want to tie in together. So it's kind of the same thing. You're saying, hey, here's a glimpse of like you took a trip recently, Jen, and you went hiking. So it's like, oh, wow, Jen is an outdoor person. She loves the outdoors. Oh, Jen is traveling all the time. She loves to travel. That's someone I love to travel too. And I love seeing that backstory of her. So there's things that you feel comfortable sharing with everybody. And there's some things that are really personal to you that you might not want to share with the world and all of that. But so the balance, I would say, is as much as you feel comfortable with sharing and what you want people to know about you, because they don't have to know everything about you. And it should be things that you're excited about, things that you're passionate about that you're sharing. I have chickens in my backyard and I have peacocks in my backyard. And I just think it's hilarious that I have a house that came with peacocks. So I post these pictures of peacocks periodically. Yep, it's just another typical morning. I've got a big peacock that's, in the mating season and the feathers are all spread out. So I love sharing things like that. I like sharing new things that happen in our family, like, oh, we got a new car. Isn't that fun? I'm going for a ride. I went to the rodeo yesterday. Hey, I'm at the rodeo. That was fun. But then, oh my gosh, we had a bestseller. And this is a new client of ours, and this book is fabulous. I think you would love this. So I think it's coming up with that balance for you, and everybody's a little different. So deciding what part of your personal life you want to share, and it doesn't have to have anything to do with your business. You're like, well, if it's only my personal life that has to do with my business, it doesn't have to. It has to be what you decide that you want it to be. There's no set formula for that. But I think the key is to share who you are and to share about your business, because it's two different audiences. If you're only like your business is marketing to your ideal customer, but your Instagram is doing it to friends, maybe family, and people who might be your ideal customer, if that makes sense. So it's like, think about it. If you had a party, if I had a party right now, I'd be like, I'm going to invite my friends. And oh my gosh, I'm going to invite all the authors that we've published in Houston because I love them. They're part of my family too. And oh, there's some people who are thinking about working with us. I'm going to invite them too to my party. And I'm going to have a big picnic on the outside. So think about who you want to invite to your party is your social media on Instagram. And LinkedIn is really your business party. But then the great way about doing this, we just interviewed an author and he said the one of the best reasons he wrote a book was because he saw somebody on stage and at the end they offered their book and he's like, oh, if I want to be on stage and have that credibility and be able to get clients that way, I need to have a book. So that is having your personal brand. And I'm going to say, an author who is trying to say, this is my expertise. How do I let people know that this is my expertise is to compile all that expertise into a book. Oprah Winfrey says this, it's like, wouldn't it be great if you took all your knowledge, whether it's blog posts, articles, or things in your head, and put it all into a book so someone could have it all in one place? And I think what people don't realize about your personal brand is, how are you going to dominate the SEO? Like my son and me too. There's another Melanie Johnson that's a doctor here in Houston. And it's like between her and I, when you search my name in Houston of who's coming up, but me having a book populates me up to the top. And she doesn't have a book. Gosh, I wish I should tell her she should have a book, but then she's going to beat me out more. So maybe I don't want to do that, you know? So it gets your name out there. You get free SEO when you have a book, and you've really established yourself as an expert in that field. And if you think, you know, I've had so many friends in their 40s, 50s, and even 60s that have lost their job. Their company's like, oh, we're downsizing. We're doing something else. How do you say that you're different? And if you have a book about your expertise that you could send as part of your job application, it's going to really make you stand out. Then I was talking to a 22-year-old that's still in school, that's going for accounting. And I'm like, well, what's going to make you different? What is your personal brand? Have you decided like what you want to do or what makes you different? And we talked about him studying AI for accounting, become an AI accounting expert that you can say, hey, I've certified this. I've taken these classes. I know how to use all these tools, and start having conversations about that. Then you're going to have a personal brand. People need to know who you are, that they can get content from you without having that interview, right? Like someone was saying, gosh, I could have a meeting or a sales call with you for an hour, but you're only going to hear an hour of my talk. But hey, what about if I send you my book and it has everything about me? It tells you more of my philosophies. It tells you some of my life story, tells you some of my business expertise. Take your time, read it. And then, you know, if you feel like we connect, let's work together.
I like that. I think this has been really good information about personal brand. I think that if you listen to this and like it, go back and listen to it again and take notes on how you can utilize a personal brand. And if you need help getting your branding out there and get your book published, you can come to us at eliteonlinepublishing.com.
Yep, we do social media, we do websites, and of course, we make people number one bestsellers. So tune in next time. Make sure you share our podcast. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
Bye.
Hey, are you looking to increase your revenue, build credibility, and elevate your brand? This podcast is brought to you by Elite Online Publishing, an innovative publishing and full spectrum marketing company. They will publish and market your book to make it a number one bestseller. Becoming an author is the best way to market your business. So contact them at eliteonlinepublishing.com today. All of their authors become number one bestsellers.